Tia Parker back with us from Birthbright, and they're having a holiday. What, you having a holiday party, Tia?
Yes. Hi, Greg. Thanks for having me on. We are having a holiday open house for the foster children and foster families. We're trying to just kind of have something nice for the foster parents to be able to pick out some gifts for the kids. Mm-hmm. Kind of a get-together. We're going to have a Santa who's playing guitar, some snacks. There's going to be face painting, and we just kind of want to have a nice get-together for the foster families right before Christmas.
So somebody need to make a reservation?
So no, this event is open to any children in foster care, foster families, children in relative placements, and the event is on Sunday, December 12th from 2 to 4. It is located at our foster closet location in the Yardman building, which is 1410 West Ganson Street here in Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And people can kind of just come, and foster families, we kind of are asking if they would bring their license or placement paperwork, because we don't want to just have people kind of trying to come in that aren't licensed. But it's just kind of an event for the kids and the families.
Holidays, I don't know, is that a busy time for foster care?
I would say that the holiday time is, I don't know if it's a busier time, but it's maybe a more difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times kids in foster care have, their emotions that come up with the holidays because they're, you know, not at home with their families, or, sometimes it's hard to be involved with, you know, other people's families. So not necessarily busier, but maybe just a more difficult time of year for kids in foster care.
Mm-hmm. So you just concluded the drive here the past couple days. How did that go?
Yes, we did. So we haven't seen the end results yet. We stopped at the sites and took pictures. And so what we saw was awesome. We thank everybody in the community and thank the drive sites for offering to be locations for the donations. But what we saw is great, and that's going to be a lot of great stuff for our open house and just for the foster closet and the kids in general.
Mm-hmm.
And we really thank Elizabeth for setting that up, because she knows how tired we are, and I think that it's awesome that she offered to set that up, and literally she did everything. All we had to do is go and take some pictures, and that was just so nice of her.
Fantastic. So I know when you were here last time, we talked about monetary donations, how important those could be for you guys.
Yes, monetary donations are especially important for the foster closet, because a lot of times we don't get certain items, and it's just really easy for us to go out and go to the store and purchase those items for the kids in care. We get a lot of emergency calls, and we don't want to wait, you know, a long time to get the items. So if we can do a grocery pickup and order sheets and other items for kids like diaper rash cream, or just go to the store directly and buy those things, the monetary donations really make that easier.
Yeah. What's the best way for people to help, Tia?
So they could go to our website, birthbright.org. It's birthbrite.org. We're on Facebook at Birthbright Jackson. They could call us. Any way that they could get donations to us at our drop site, or we'd be happy to come pick them up. But for monetary donations, probably our website or Facebook would be the easiest way.
Mm-hmm. So again, any foster kids, foster families invited. Yes. This Sunday.
Yes, Sunday, December 12th from 2 to 4. And that does include children who are residing with relatives. So if the children have been removed from their home and have been placed with a relative, that does include them too.
Okay. Good luck with that Sunday, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Tia Parker from Birthbright. Again, if you have any questions, 769-0996, the hotline, and they can certainly answer those for you.